Hi, this is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, and today I have on with me Mark Gelfo, who is the creator and developer of the Modacity app.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Welcome to the podcast, Mark.
Thanks for having me, James.
Hey, could you go ahead and tell us a little bit about Modacity? I looked into it before we had the podcast, but it's something brand new to me. So take off as if none of our listeners know anything about Modacity, and tell us what it does and what are the benefits to them and their students.
Well, I remember when I was in eighth grade and I was just starting my French horn journey, and my band director gave me a practice sheet. And on that sheet were things like scales and etudes and maybe some repertoire, and I had to track my time. And that led to, after I finished a cognitive science degree, I studied horn and I had practice journals. I have like 15 practice journals where I logged my stuff. And the whole time I was thinking, this could be done so much more efficiently if I had software. And I've been ideating this for about 20 years. About a year and a half ago, I started laying ground for Modacity, which is like an all-in-one practice app. And what it does is it allows you to list out the things that you are practicing or have practiced or want to practice. Those are practice items, to sequence them onto practice lists. And then it automatically tracks your time. It has recording, a metrodrone, note-taking, statistics on your time and mastery, so you can track your mastery, and guided deliberate practice, which is the fastest way to get good at any skill. That's Modacity in a nutshell.
Awesome. Awesome. It sounds really cool. Tell us about maybe how easy is it to use the, what are some of the things that people can look out for with that?
Mm-hmm. Well, when you first get the app, you know, you'll set up your profile, and then what you do is you just start typing in the things that you're practicing, and that may look like scales, or it might look like a particular piece. You can also break things down. One of the features that people like is a duplicate feature. So if I have, say, Beethoven Third Symphony as something that I'm working on, some repertoire, I can go ahead and make a couple duplicates of that and have Beethoven's Third Symphony First Movement, or Beethoven's Symphony Third Movement Fast Passage. And that enables me to get a feel of different levels of granularity for the same repertoire. And then I can even sequence those onto a single practice list for Beethoven 3. I can also have a practice list for the entire concert, which might have my, you know, my overture and some little modern piece and Beethoven's third, and all those are on that practice list. And then I might have a practice list for my favorite French horn licks that only gets that little fast section from Beethoven 3. Uh-huh. So it's a great way to organize your practice items onto different lists and make sure that you're, you know, have taken care of the organization so you can focus on what matters when you're practicing, which is the creative expression and the musical growth.
That sounds pretty awesome. Have you seen a band or orchestra director use this app, and maybe tell us some of what they've seen from using this app with their students?
I have not directly in the same room observed this. What I imagine happening, and I've encouraged a couple band directors and I'm doing some pilot programs right now. We can talk about that next, is to, because the app has a very, very fast record and listen back feature. And one of the things I learned when I was doing a cognitive science degree is that the duration of a feedback loop when you're learning, the faster the feedback, the faster the learning. So a lot of people understand that they need to record themselves and listen back, but they might only do it 4 times a year. You know, they have a performance and they record it and they listen back a week later and they think about the things they can do. Modacity takes that and accelerates it immensely so that you play, you put all of your energy into performing it. So you don't have to think about how you're doing while you perform. That's really important for some cognitive reasons. And then you listen back immediately afterwards. and you hear everything, it becomes immediately obvious what you need to improve. So in a band setting, the band director can have Modacity on, actually at the podium, and record the band. The band immediately gets to listen back, and everybody will hear the things that they want to improve, and then you do another cycle, and that's like a fast feedback sort of process that can be done in the band room. And then the other sort of more obvious way that Modacity can be used in bands is that kids who have their mobile phones all the time, you turn that into a practice tool so that they have a practice list with all the things that they need to practice, whether it's the current marching show or the current repertoire for the upcoming concert, maybe some scales or skills that you're working on a band-wide basis or on a section basis. Like, oh, French horns, you got to practice your tone. And so all the French horns have a tone practice session that they can just hit start on. It guides them through it and keeps them on track. So I think one of the big pain points, especially for high school, middle school, early musicians, is like they don't really stay on track when they're practicing. They don't know how to practice. They don't know how long to practice. Modacity can just take care of all of that.
That sounds pretty awesome. Can you create like a shared practice thing? Like, can the director create something and then share it with the students or invite the students to be able to see that?
Yeah, that's what we're working on now. We started out, you know, in the business process, you kind of have to validate step by step. So we validated that we built a practice environment that people love to practice in and meets their needs. And now what we're building is a teacher tool so that teachers can make these practice sessions and push it out to anybody that's on their student list. And we're kind of running pilots right now with band directors and private teachers to develop that with their feedback hand in hand. So inviting anybody who's listening that might want to be interested, they can get in touch and join those pilot programs.
That's awesome. I really like the feedback loop, the what you were talking about, that and having that happen quickly. Even as a professional musician and teacher myself, I don't do that enough, and I don't do it enough with my students. And probably exactly like what you said, I probably do it 3 or 4 times a year myself and 3 or 4 times a year with my students. And I probably should do it 3 to 4 times a month at least, if not even more often than that.
This may be radical, but I think you should be doing it 3 or 4 times a rehearsal.
You know, that is pretty radical, but I might try that out because it is radical, just to see how it affects the students. Because I know when we do the 3 or 4 times a year, every time we do that, we immediately get better. Yeah. I reserve time in the rehearsal to do that, to listen back. And then we go back and they can hear things because I'll see them groan and roll their eyes, even sixth and seventh graders. And they'll say, well, oh, I thought we sounded good, but that sounded horrible. And it's like, okay, that's what I'm hearing up here. And it's like an eye opener for them.
And it's tough because you don't get to action that if, say, it was a performance that already happened. Well, there's less reason to rehearse that after the performance has happened. But if you hear that 2 weeks before the performance, you're very motivated. You say, yeah, that actually saxes, that didn't sound so good or whatever. And this is how we can fix it. Let's do it now. And it takes 2 minutes to fix it. And then those changes will stick. And when you compound that kind of process over weeks and weeks of preparation, it's a night and day difference.
That is really cool. You've got me excited about using this and incorporating it. Just even as I teach in a very poor school, so not all the students have a phone that would be capable of having the app. But if I use it just in the classroom and of course myself as a professional musician, I downloaded it and was playing with it some. It seemed pretty self-explanatory, and I noticed there were little tips along the way that kind of showed when you're new to it, it says, hey, if you do this, this will help to do this, or click here if you want to find out more about using this feature. And I thought that was a pretty cool thing about it too.
Yeah, we also have in-app chat, so you can just push a button, and if you have any questions or want to work on your practice, you can just send us a message. We usually respond within like 20-30 minutes during business hours.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit more about the pilot programs and what those look at like.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, as you mentioned, the first thing that comes to mind is like, well, how do I get the same practice session for a bunch of students? They all have phones. Can I push curricula to them? This applies for teachers and for band directors. So we want to build that out, and we want to build the ability for people to manage their practice on a desktop computer where it's a little faster to type things out and organize the practice. So what we're doing right now is welcoming educators of all kinds to write us in, and you can just write hello at modacity.co. You can put the link up in the show notes, and we offer the app for free for everybody in your school. And all you have to do is just use it with them, and then we'll be rolling out the beta of the teacher tool. And so we just want you to use that, send practice sessions to your students, and give us feedback on how it goes. And so we can kind of bulletproof it and make sure it really works for the people that need it.
Awesome. Awesome. Do you have some people who did, what has that looked like, that pilot program, in like this past year?
Well, this past year, it was more focused on how, as an educator, can I help my students practice better using Modacity, and what happens if some of my students use Modacity. So we had a pilot at Temple University with the teacher there, Zach Brock, violinist, and he had his students using it and found that it really helped, especially the ones that are a little bit more ADD, like have a hard time focusing. We weren't building out the teacher tool at that point. So it was more, you know, does this help with your studio? We had one at Carnegie Mellon that went pretty well. And then on the high school, we had a school in Naperville that was using it with some of the students. And it kind of petered out at that point. I think we needed to make a couple adaptations to the app and really build the ability to send practice sessions to students at that level when you've got 60 kids or 100 kids. So that's why we're building this next step.
Awesome. I downloaded the app, and the app is free. Mm-hmm. And it comes with like the advertisements in the app. I forgot exactly what that's called. If someone chooses to upgrade, what are some of the features that would be available in the upgraded version?
Yeah, right now the way that we divide between the free and the premium version is that the free version gives you everything that you need to practice and to experience what it's like practicing with Modacity. And then the premium version gives you statistics on your time, all kinds of insights like how your mastery has changed over time, complete access to your practice history. It also gives you unlimited cloud synced notes. It gives you practice break reminders, and it gives you a full screen metrodrone. That's our pulsing. It pulses drones in time.
Tell me a little bit more about that. I'm not sure I'd quite understand that terminology used.
Yeah, well, we've all used a metronome to entrain time, and we've all used a drone to entrain pitch. But one of the problems with a drone, a straight drone, is that you habituate to it very quickly because it's a constant stimulus. So like the feeling of your clothes on your skin right now, you probably weren't noticing them because you got used to it. Well, that's what happens with a drone. So when you pulse a drone, like do, 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 it sort of like keeps it fresh for you. And it also gives you that time impetus. For our metrodrone, you can change the articulation style. So you can have do, 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 or do, 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 do. And that can be kind of cool for practicing scales and matching the articulation. And it just makes practicing exercises a little bit more fun because you get that added feedback of pitch.
That sounds like a great tool to use in warm-ups also. Mm-hmm. I often use a thing that I call, for lack of a better word, I call it 175, 50, 25. And we're practicing the lengths of the notes. And it 100 is like legato, all the notes are connected. And we try to match that as a group. So being able to put that into the app like that, that sounds like a great tool.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's a single source of truth for articulation.
This is something I definitely plan on using. It sounds like a great tool for musicians, for directors, and for anybody who really wants to improve their practice sessions, and even people giving private lessons. Sounds like a great tool for that. Do you have some last minute things we haven't talked about yet that you would like to make sure we include?
Well, I just want to hammer home sort of my personal message, my mission, which is that it doesn't matter what instrument it is, it doesn't matter what genre it is, it doesn't matter how young or how old you are, the principles of practice and of mastery are the same. And I encourage everybody to really think about that and to use the tools that are best for them. And I hope that Modacity, as part of that ecosystem, adds value to musicians.
I will put this on in the show notes, but it looks like if people would like to download the app or find out more, they can go to modacity.co or they can go to their app store. And if they want to find out about how to become part of the pilot program, they just need to send an email to hello@modacity.co.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I will put that in the show notes. And thank you so much for being part of the podcast, Mark.
James, my pleasure. Thank you.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band team.